Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Oracle Hotline podcast. I'm deeply fascinated and curious about the subconscious mind and the process of deconditioning. You're listening to my thoughts out loud as I offer up reflections from a 4-6 reflector in human design. My selfish desire and hope is that anytime you interact with my energy, I leave your nervous system a little calmer than it was before. I'm here to support you with direction in the areas that you feel stuck, and I want you to feel like you can move again after we've had an interaction. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello, beautiful friend. I hope you're doing really well. Since I was last in here, Oracle Hotline, my offering has well and truly kicked off, and I'm enjoying it so much. It's like everything. And I just want to thank you for being here along for the journey. If you've been in my community on Instagram, you've probably seen me sharing about it. So it is a private voice message mentoring offer. And it's like the most intimate space to have private conversations, just you and me. And I'm loving it. I am so grateful for the absolute dream clients that I get to work with. So today I wanted to share an experience of my own. It's actually a couple. I'm not sure if I'll get to the second one. I just want to, I guess it's been a topic that's been on my mind as I went back and forth, even looking at booking a session with someone, and I was really tuned into my body. And I started to have these thoughts about like red flags and green flags when it comes to choosing someone to work with and how your body really leads the way, right? And in that, it got me thinking about my past experiences and one in particular where I felt very deeply burnt. And though I'm not emotionally attached to the experience anymore, I definitely had big feelings about it, and it did color or inform how I moved forwards, right? With a lot more discernment, a lot more awareness around who I was choosing to work with and why, if I really needed it, like that sort of thing. And so I was a lot more discerning and allowed my body to lead me. So in this story, you'll here how many times I just did not pay attention. So I think I'll just dive right in actually. So I haven't really worked with many, like, let's say coaches, I don't know what else to call them, coaches in my life really. I've done a lot of mentoring with beautiful mentors who have come in and out of my life at different times. Been very grateful for that. But I have always looked on as a bit of an observer and watched as people got coached or did different group programs or masterminds or different things like that. But never really felt like it was for me. Although there were many times where I had FOMO. I was like, maybe this is the solution. Maybe this is the answer. Maybe this is the thing for me. And having learnt more about human design, and then being a reflector and knowing I have that open head, or Ajna, I think it, I don't know if I pronounce that correctly, and the tendency to think that I've probably found the answer all the time, like that really helped me with, like, I guess for want of a better term, like shiny object syndrome, right? And going, okay, here it goes again, like, you know, grabbing this answer or seeing this program or offering and thinking, oh, that's going to be everything. That must be it, you know, assigning that responsibility and meaning and purpose to it. So I had never really engaged in one of these. And I was going through a period a couple of years ago where I thought, oh, maybe this is what I need next, you know, maybe this is really what I need. And anyhow, I came across someone on Instagram and I got really swept up in everything they were sharing. It was over the space of a couple of weeks and I still like had hesitation in me. So I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to be in that group offering. I'm very curious. Like, I'm very really peaked. It was obviously a nervous, I realize now it was like a nervous system thing. Like, I was kind of like, ooh, like activated, right? But not in a, not from my body, more from like a fear of missing out, like an anxious, from an anxious place. So, and a desire to like have the answer, you know, the magic pill or whatever it might be that I felt was eluding me at the time. And so I booked a private session because that was available at the time and had this, it was like a human design reading, laced with like business strategy, I guess you could kind of call it, and channeling, let's say. And I enjoyed the session. I thought it was great. And so it was not long after that this person offered me a spot in their upcoming mastermind, I think it was. Was it a mastermind? That's what I was told it was. A mastermind, or a mastermind slash group program, right? And I hadn't been in one of those before, so I was just like pretty hesitant, and I felt comfortable enough with this person to say, look, you know, and this person is also very familiar with human design, of course, so knew that I was a reflector and all those things about me. And I first up said, like, I don't really feel comfortable in groups. Like, I don't know why, but in groups I feel like I kind of get lost and it just doesn't feel like the place for me. Like, and my body was telling me this too. It was like, ugh, like I felt uneasy about it. And at this stage I didn't have the discernment to know that, like, whether it was just a fear. Like, that's what I was telling myself. I was like, oh, this is just my fear. Well, actually, I wasn't telling myself that initially. That's where I got to after having this interaction with this person. It was, you know, I was expressing my dis-ease with it and I was saying, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I don't really think it's for me. And then she came back with messages saying, like, you're going to be fine. Like, it's a really supportive environment. Like, all of these things, right? Which, okay, that's cool. And so I decided when I was hearing her, because I really did believe in the work that she did and I was really excited to work with her more, that it would be okay, and that it was really my fear. Like, I wasn't wanting to move out of my comfort zone, and this would be a great challenge to move into a different space that I hadn't been in before, right? And in this community of like-minded people who were all kind of working towards similar, like, let's say goals. I was going to say goals, but it's not really goals. Similar outcomes, let's say, in their businesses. So yeah, so I was like, okay, maybe, you know, still going back and forth with a conversation. And it was a high investment. Like, I've never invested this much before. And so I did have that hesitation, but it was once again, you know, the selling. I can now say it as selling, and that's fine. Like, everyone needs to sell what they've got. That's cool. And so we went back and forth in conversation, and I expressed, like, you know, I wasn't comfortable in the group, and I talked myself out of that in hearing the conversation with her. And then it moved to, she was telling me that there was only like 24 hours left before I could say, like, I had to make a decision within the next 24 hours. Okay. Now that's extreme FOMO to me. That's like activating. That is not really that supportive, but whatever. We can dive into that later. So of course I start, my mind's like, oh gosh, you got to make a decision, make a decision. Like, you really want to do this. And I was very highly activated. It was like 24 hours. And then she was checking in with me at like 8 hours. And so I ended up doing it, right? Like, I was like, oh, this is like my opportunity. Like, I just have to do it. I just have to face into my fears and do it. So I did. I committed. Actually, no, to backtrack, the reason I committed, so the next dangly carrot was she offered me a bit of a discount because I'd already done that private session maybe like 2 or 3 weeks prior. So she offered to take the price of that, the investment of the session, off the mastermind price or group program price, right? So I was like, oh, you know, it's like another it was like another dangly carrot where I was like, oh, okay, fine. So I did it. I was like, this must be a sign or whatever I attributed to it. And so I went to that place, I committed, I did it, And then the program remained open for another 3 days afterwards, right? Like she didn't actually close the doors on it. That didn't feel cool. I didn't say anything, but it didn't feel cool. So it was like slowly these things were happening, and I was just choosing to make it in some way about me. Like, oh, I'm just being fearful. Oh, I'm just being like, this is just uncomfortable because I'm going to a space I haven't gone before, right? Next thing, I'm invited to join the group Facebook before everything kicks off, and I do that. And sorry, I'm leaving out so much detail. Okay, so when we were going back and forth about the group, I was told that it would be very small and intimate and a maximum of like five people. So five other people. So like maximum of six of us. Like it's going to be small anyway. It's not a big group, you know, that sort of stuff. And so that was part of my big part. It formed a big part of my decision making. And when I got into this Facebook group, I was like, oh, there's so many people in here. And there was, I think I counted 12. And so straight away I was like, this isn't cool. I don't feel okay about this. So I sent a message and I said, oh, I've just noticed that, you know, there's quite a few people in there. And the reply I got was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, that's my team as well. Like, my team is in there. And from like the little background research I could do in the group, I was like, yeah, but that's like one other person. That's not, you know, that's not like six people. So I didn't feel right about that. Like something in me was like, this isn't right. Like, I don't feel right. Like, I don't feel comfortable. I feel uneasy. This isn't cool. Like, it just doesn't feel cool. It doesn't feel an integrity, right? Like, that was all my alarm bells going off. And so I was like, nah, it's just like, oh, I'm just like, whatever, keep moving. And so then the next one for me was, yeah, so I got in the group. There were way more people than I was told. And then the calls were also at like 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. for those of us that were in Australia. And there were three others. Oh, no, three others? Yeah. No, there was three including me. So three of the, it ended up being 10 people in the group were in Australia. And we were having calls every second week. So every fortnight. And it was supposed to be rotated. So it'd go rotating for us in Australia, starting at 5 a.m. or 11 p.m. And so it was kind of a big deal to get up. It wasn't like a normal daytime sort of easy thing. You're already awake. Like you had to either stay up really late for it to start or get up early for it. And there was just never any sense of urgency because it was the time was fine for everyone else in, you know, wherever they were, it was daytime hours. There was never any, I just felt like a duty of care of like, okay, I know that these people, we all know that these three are in Australia, and so maybe we will get them on first or something like that, like just prioritizing. So, in sharing this part of the story, my intention is to really bring home and emphasize the importance of listening to your body. My body, at all points along the way, knew that something wasn't right. It didn't feel right, and I was going into my head and I was overriding what my body was telling me with all these stories and all these fears of like, you can't complain. Like, don't be the complaining person. Don't be the person that's like being a nagger or having an issue or with everything or causing problems, you know, just do the thing. Like, this is all your fear coming up, your resistance. You just haven't been, like, you just feel really uncomfortable. Like, you have to move through it, you know, like the mind, the stories, the fear of maybe anger or causing trouble. In maybe opening the conversation further with the person that was leading this group. I let all of that override to a certain point because there was another part to this story. I just don't feel it's valuable in sharing that. However, like I said, my body knew the whole way. And I don't know if it's like, I'm getting older now and that little bit wiser. Like I took so much from this experience in terms of just really truly learning discernment. And when you can take yourself into a quiet space, it's only got to be like a minute, not even a minute, right? Like close your eyes, close down the senses, bring your awareness inwards in a really simple, often quite effective way by closing down your eyes and turning off any noise around you, distractions. Deep breaths, just getting into your body, that place where you can feel everything relax. And then letting yourself be like gently guided. When you think about the coach or the healer or the practitioner or whatever it might be, the program, whatever you're feeling like a pull towards, it's like just going inside and having an internal energetic conversation. See where your energy's at, see what it's feeling. Is it feeling tight? Is it feeling really expanded? Is it feeling calm? Is it feeling peaceful? Or is it maybe in a little bit of hyperactivation where it's like, I don't want to miss out? It's like that real reaching energy is coming from lack. Just getting quiet and sometimes, resisting that urge. Like if you can feel that sense to go outwards, like you can feel that pull or that like leaning forwards, but it's coming from an outside source. It's not like an internal leaning, like you're actually choosing to do it. Then maybe that is a great cue, for example, to take space, to take time. It's like, okay, I'm being pulled externally by an external deadline, by an external energy, and I want to get quiet and I want to allow myself to come back to a place of regulation and just like a calm, peaceful place where I'm making a fully embodied choice to move forwards and to engage. And then all to say that we give these things a go, and I feel it's really important to take personal responsibility, right? Like I didn't have a wonderful experience that I've just explained to you, or shared with you. However, I don't blame that person. I probably won't work with them again. However, I know that that was my responsibility and I didn't listen to myself. I overrode my inner wisdom many times in that situation, and now I really have a much stronger sense of discernment. I know my process. I know what's going to get me fired up and feeling like I want to engage. I know those signs for myself now. And I wouldn't have arrived at that point if I hadn't gone through that experience. Not to say that I wasn't angry, not to say that I wasn't frustrated, not to say that I wasn't really super disappointed. Like I felt very let down. Not to say that I didn't feel like embarrassed about myself. I was like, I know better. Why did I do this? And all of those feelings, I was able to understand, see, process all of that, and not just skip straight to the what am I learning? What have I, what am I being taught here? Like, I'm not, I feel like sometimes that's a huge bypass. And yes, I believe there's always something to learn and there's always a lesson coming through for us. I don't think that that takes away from the feelings and the emotions that get triggered and activated. I think it's totally fine for us to acknowledge those, be aware of them, process them, acknowledge them, all those things. And then we can move to the phase where it's like, okay, well, what's the reframe? Like, what did I actually learn from this? And how, in what ways did this experience benefit me? So I know a lot of us are becoming very discerning in what we do and don't want because I think we know ourselves better. I think we don't need to be sold to anymore. We know what we do and don't want, and we know what we do and don't like, and we know what will and won't work for us, right? And so we are taking our time more. We realize that there's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us. Like, we're pretty amazing, right? All of you're amazing. You know that. You have the tools that you need Maybe you're just not using them yet because you can't see them yet, right? You just can't see the fact that you've got the answers, and it's really helpful for you to have someone else hold space for you, or for someone else to reflect for you, or for a group. Maybe you love groups, for a group, for you to feel the group energy and the group dynamic, right? And all of it is just a reflection of you all the time. But sometimes it's really hard to see ourselves. I find that happens to me all the time. It's hard to see myself, right? And so, in processing and talking out loud with someone else, even if they don't say anything, even if they're just listening, like my trusted, circle, I then see it all. I see clearly when I'm able to sound it out loud. And that's a process that works really well for me, and I know that. So, I think, yeah, there's a lot of red flags and green flags, and that's something I'll share a little bit more on in the coming weeks, I feel. So, a lot of this is going to go through my newsletter. So, if you want to be like in touch and keep communicating, and you enjoy hearing my sometimes often random thoughts, they're not very structured. That's how I roll. I feel like I don't like having filters between you and I. And sometimes, anyway, I'm not going to apologize for it, but that's just how I am. So I like to just keep it pretty completely real without, getting into perfectionism mode. So it is how it is. So if you want to join my newsletter and hear from me a little bit more regularly, then you just need to go to my website, which is elainesoe.com. And subscribe, and I will be sending out emails. My plan is fortnightly at the moment, so you'll hear from me. Otherwise, send me a message on Instagram. Love to have a chat. And yeah, I thank you for listening. I will chat to you soon.